Good morning. May it please the court. Douglas F. Cushney appearing for the appellant, Koichi Taniguchi. There are basically 5 points set forth in the appeal in this matter. I'd like to address them under the time permitted, reserving, say, about 3 minutes at the end of argument for any rebuttal. The first and major problem is that the trial court made various fact determinations, believing one aspect of the testimony and not believing another aspect of the evidence admitted. This is particularly with respect to the declaration, this being a summary judgment proceeding, which was submitted by Mr. Watanabe, the manager of Defendant Con Pacific. Mr. Watanabe testified by declaration that the collapsed deck area was perfectly fine, no rot, no problems at all. Unfortunately, with his testimony, this is directly contradicted by the maintenance records of Con Pacific, which essentially show that, in fact, nothing had ever been checked, no maintenance had ever been done on this particular area ever at any time since its purported construction 2 years previous. Consequently, within that presentation by Con Pacific itself, there's an inherent conflict. We submit that the jury should have had an opportunity to examine the testimony of Mr. Watanabe as well as the maintenance records of Con Pacific.
Other than the apparent absence of inspection, which could or could not be a neutral item, was there any proof in the record that management knew the deck was defective?
There is nothing which says that they knew it was defective. The problem there being, of course, which is the next issue of this appeal, they destroyed the evidence which would establish that it was defective, either defective by lack of maintenance, defective by lack of design, defective by lack of construction capabilities and proper construction. All of that was wiped out by virtue of the fact that nearly immediately after the accident, the following day, it was all destroyed.
They repaired the deck and destroyed the old decking.
That's correct.
That resulted from the repair. Is there any evidence in the record that the management of the facility was aware your client had a claim when they destroyed the salvaged material?
There was no claim filed at that time. The management saw, as is testified by Mr. Watanabe, Mr. Taniguchi fall through the deck some 4 feet down. Now, it seems to me that reasonable people running a resort should be acutely aware of the fact that when one of their guests, potential guests, crashes down through a deck area for no apparent reason, just looking at a very attractive view out at the ocean, that there's liable to be a claim made.
But at the time he said he was okay, didn't need any medical attention. Why would that put the resort on notice that there would be a claim if he didn't require any medical attention? He affirmatively said that he was fine.
I think that, Your Honor, may be an overstatement as to what exactly happened. Watanabe's declaration says that when Taniguchi left, he said, okay. But he wasn't okay. He had just fallen 4 feet through a deck. And it's reasonable to suppose that the man was hurt. The man was hurt because when you fall 4 feet through a deck, particularly if you're as big and powerful as this guy was, you're going to get hurt. And you could very well be in shock. And it's not fair to say to somebody when they've just had an accident, oh, are you okay?
Of course you're going to ask if somebody's okay.
Sure.
If somebody falls, that's the first thing you do is ask,
right.
Are you okay?
And the response is more than likely to be, yeah, I'm okay. This guy's an athlete. He's an athlete. He's a powerful guy, certainly bigger than I am. And his reaction is going to be when he has something like that happen, yes, I'm okay, but it wasn't okay.
Are you faltering the resort for taking him at his word?
Yes, I am. I am, Your Honor. Because it is a public access area catering to resort-type people. That is, tourists coming in to have a good time, to relax, and so forth. And what happens is he is designated, he is told to go to a particular area and look at the beautiful view. He goes to the particular area and looks at the beautiful view, and the earth gives way, so to speak, underneath him. And for them to destroy evidence when they have insurers, when they have lawyers, to the time that anybody
That's because even knows. You're a lawyer. We're all lawyers. We, you know, somebody stubs their toe, we think of a lawsuit. But if you're like a normal person, somebody has an accident, they say, I'm going to fix my deck. They don't think, I better save my wood for spoilation problems. I mean, it seems to me that in the ordinary course, they did what you would normally do. I mean, if they're repairing their deck, they wouldn't normally save the former deck. Is there any evidence in the record that suggests that they were on notice or that there was some other reason that they would have saved that?
The other reason that they would have saved that is because they are in a position of catering to the public. They're not normal people. They're running a business which gets money from people who come there to stay and presumably be safe as business invitees. We're not talking about what Your Honor describes as just the guy on the street fixing something up. We're talking about the structural collapse of part of a building. We are not talking about a slip and fall in a grocery store or stumbling over a piece of packing, which should be cleaned up. We're talking about the structural failure of a building. And under those circumstances, Your Honor, I submit it would be far more normal, since these people running a large business, they have insurers, they would put the material aside, if for no other reason to figure out themselves, what happened? Why did this collapse?
You because have the person, about 3 minutes left. Did you want to say that?
I would simply like to note that the res ipsa matter has been pled under paragraphs 10 and to a certain extent 11 of the complaint, and we would certainly rely upon that too. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Good morning. Dick Pierce from Full Camp Pacific Saipan Limited. I think the court is based on the questions. I think the questions that I certainly would have asked, wanted to ask myself, the appellant in this case, there is no additional evidence of any negligence on the part of the Camp Pacific. There's no evidence whatsoever. The argument rests on res ipsa loquitur, which is this court, Ninth Circuit has held, you look to the law of CNMI for the res ipsa. And it's not a burden shifted, it's not a presumption, it's an inference. And it requires that all responsible causes, including the conduct of the plaintiff and third parties, are sufficiently eliminated by the evidence. And the plaintiff in this case made no effort to eliminate any other cause. For instance, strict liability on the part of the manufacturer of the wood. In fact, there's nothing in the record to indicate that he even inquired as to where would we obtain the wood, or who built the deck that fell.
Decks don't just collapse and people fall through them. It isn't that fact combined with a lack of inspection enough?
Your Honor, there is no lack of inspection. The only thing in the record about inspection is from the declaration by Watanabe, who said he inspected about once a week and painted it every 6 months. I think what you were asking, I think, was you, sir, about the inspection records. And Mr. Cushney, learned counsel, said there was only one document. There is nothing in the record to show that you have before you, or, and I checked this morning, and if I'm wrong, I apologize. There's nothing in the record to show what documents they requested, whether they requested documents about the repair, whether they requested maintenance records for 6 months or 2 years, or, and there's certainly nothing in the record to show that was presented to the district court that, yes, I took the deposition of the document custodian of Camp Pacific Saipan Limited and inquired as to whether records had been routinely destroyed, whether they kept maintenance records, There's nothing in there. So that's what Judge Munson was doing. He was saying the plaintiff did not do their job.
How old was the deck?
2 years, I think, Your Honor. Approximately 2 years. And so, to me, it's just as likely, and this was not eliminated by the plaintiff, a defective wood, which we're not strictly liable as an innkeeper. We're liable for negligence. The seller of the wood would be strictly liable. And the manufacturer of the wood, who cut the board, would be strictly liable, but not us.
Was there any discovery on that?
No, Your Honor. The plaintiff didn't conduct any discovery on that.
Was the issue of res ipsa loquitur even litigated during summary judgment?
No, not that it wasn't in the papers. There's no testimony, excuse me, there's no transcript of oral argument. It was raised at oral argument.
At summary judgment?
I believe so, Your Honor. And exactly what context, we don't know because there's no transcript. But it was raised, and I think it's not this thing about pleading. I'm not sure where that comes from. It's, if you look at the restatement, it's under 328D of the restatement of torts second. All it is an inference that can be raised on certain points. So there's nothing magical about it. In this case, it doesn't have any application. It didn't help the plaintiff. Just like it doesn't help the plaintiff under Restatement Tort 343, which is the innkeeper's liability. Because the only evidence in the district court is that my client was not negligent, and they did not eliminate other sources. As for us believing Mr. Taniguchi he wasn't hurt, of course. He says he wasn't hurt, we believed him. And I think Mr. Watanabe, if you read his declaration closely also, it's important that these were Japanese. Japanese, he said in his declaration, don't sue each other like Americans do. They're Japanese people. Mr. Taniguchi's Japanese, Mr. Watanabe's Japanese.
And there were no visible signs of injury, no bleeding, nothing?
I don't know that the record says that, Your Honor. I do know that we admit he fell through. There's no question about that. But he did say he wasn't hurt. And so, of course, it's the resort. And if you look at the notes in the spa area, they had to repair the deck immediately, of course. And so the defendant cannot be faulted for cleaning up their mess made by the broken deck. And so there's certainly no indication that Mr. Cushney or Mr. Taniguchi said, I'm going to sue you. Or ask them to preserve the decking so that proper investigation could be taken at a later time. It's not in there. If you don't, the court didn't have any particular questions, I'll just sit down.
All right.
Thank you.
That's always good. Mr. Cushney?
With respect to the conflict in evidence, I'm afraid Con-Pacific is in error this morning with respect to what the record contains. The record, appellant's excerpts of record, ER 28, contains the request for production of materials. The request is, please produce all documents evidencing maintenance and repair of the deck area which collapsed as alleged in this action from the date the deck was constructed. Response, all documents will be produced. Next, please produce all documents evidencing a maintenance or repair schedule for said deck area. Response, all documents will be produced. Next, starting on ER 31, there is a statement, injury report from Con-Pacific. I don't know who signed it, but it was produced. ER 32 provides the materials that had to go into the deck repair, as does ER 33 and 34. There's nothing else produced showing the maintenance on the area. Consequently, the evidence before the court at that time showed absolutely no maintenance, no construction efforts, no nothing ever since the deck had been constructed. With respect to the res ipsa, the brief, of course, sets forth the requirements of res ipsa, and one of the first requirements is, of course, would this kind of event have happened without some sort of negligence by the person or persons who have control of the area within which the event occurred. And if debts just don't collapse.
I thought at ER 3637 there was an affidavit from the assistant manager who said the deck was 2 years old, had been painted every 6 months, and inspected once a week.
That's correct, Your Honor. I don't know about the inspection once a week, but the 2 years, yes, and the painting every 6 months, that's correct on ER 35, which is directly contradicted by their own maintenance records. There's nothing in their maintenance records which shows any such thing happened.
I thought you said there were no maintenance records.
The one maintenance record is on ER 32, which shows what happened at a particular day, November 7th, 2006.
That's other than that, at ER 32, I have the injury report when Mr. Taniguchi came back to Saipan.
ER 32, there's a Can Pacific mark on it of quadruple 04.
Okay.
And that shows a job report for the date the deck was, I guess, started repair. Otherwise, there's no other maintenance records whatsoever that were produced. There are none. Consequently, that's in direct conflict with what the manager stated.
Well, he didn't say that we kept the maintenance records. He said we maintained it. He didn't say that we kept the records.
That's correct,
and
Your
he
Honor.
He said he inspected it once a week. He didn't say I have a record of inspection.
He said they painted it. There's no record of any painting being ever done on this area. There's no record of anything at all ever being done on that deck. Consequently, it's up to a jury, I submit, to determine is Mr. Watanabe telling the truth, or is there some reason why the details which are clear in this particular document at ER 32, which shows the date that the deck was repaired and shows other types of jobs, they fixed the light. It was that detailed, and yet over the preceding 2 years, Nothing on a deck that collapsed.
All right, your time has expired now. Thank you. The case of Taniguchi versus Saipan is submitted.